You're listening to EPN.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with marketing expert Nicole Munoz, who has a focus on internet marketing and search engine optimization. She is the founder of the international online marketing firm Start Ranking Now Incorporated. Through her business ventures, keynote speeches, and trainings, Nicole specializes in helping medium to large-sized business owners create and implement online marketing strategies that get results. She says achieving high-impact success online is not a matter of luck. It's a strategic formula of leveraging time, money, and resources. I teach people how. Nicole Munoz, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. So tell us about Start Ranking Now and your mission.
Yes, well, thank you again for the invitation to your program, and thank you to all the people who are listening. Well, Start Ranking Now is a small business with a big mission. Our mission is to help business owners implement their online marketing strategies in a cost-effective way. So one of the ways that we're doing that is by using social networks such as Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Right now, there's more than 700,000 businesses on Facebook competing for attention, and we help local business owners stand out from their competition by creating custom monthly marketing campaigns for each of our clients.
What is the role of a social media marketing plan in a business?
Well, as the social media manager for our clients, we work with the content development team, the publicity department, and usually the company's webmaster so that we can communicate a consistent message to the prospects. So one of the main strategies that we have found to be very effective is what we call our blog social strategy. With our blog social strategy, we sit down with our content developers each month, and we brainstorm a creative idea for a blog post for the client's blog. The writers then write it, and the webmasters publish it. Then the social media manager takes on the job of promoting it. So the social media manager will use the social networks, such as Facebook and Twitter, to publish to the fans and followers that there's new content.
So how can we know that the social media marketing will work and be effective?
Well, Eric, there's a lot of metrics that we use in order to measure the response we're getting. For example, the number of followers, the number of comments and likes. But one of the things that you can use to know if your social media manager is effective is the feedback you receive. And I mean the people who are recommending your services, people who take the time to come back and they'll post a review of their experience, and the frequency that people are buying again from you. Those are the real indicators of success. And that's ultimately why you would hire a social media manager.
Today we're joined by marketing expert Nicole Munoz, who has a focus on internet marketing and search engine optimization. She is the founder of the international online marketing firm Start Ranking Now Incorporated. She's joined us today here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Nicole, why would a business owner, why would they hire a social media marketing company outside their business?
Well, that's a great question. And the first reason is because why a business owner would outsource is because that most business owners are too busy running their daily operations that they don't have the time to learn a new skill. So just like you outsource your financials to a CPA or a bookkeeper, social media marketing is something that can be easily outsourced in a cost-effective way.
Could you give us some recommendations or activities that someone would do if they run their social media from within their business? That might be helpful for some of our very small and sole entrepreneurs out there.
Sure, exactly. So first off, you need to make sure that you're blogging at least once or twice a week. It's very important to be producing new, high-quality content that is engaging to your readers. Second, you should be promoting that content through the social networks of the business, such as the business Facebook page and the business Twitter account. Third, you need to come up with some creative ways to engage your audience. Some ideas that we have used effectively is by doing giveaways or contests. People love free stuff. So you set up a contest, you announce it on your blog and promote it, And usually the way the contest works is that you tell your audience that for every tweet they send or for every share on Facebook, they get one entry. And then they can have, for example, a maximum of 4 to 5 entries. And so that at the end of the 30 days, you'll draw a name and the winner will get the prize. A lot of contests also can be run just on Facebook. For example, a photo contest where all your Facebook fans can upload their photos and all their friends can judge the funniest photo or cutest photo. Fourth, and this is probably the most important, is you want to make sure you have a way to capture the leads into your email provider and have a systematic way to follow up with them. All campaigns should have a goal, and that goal could be to build up followers and fans. But the best goals are always going to be in capturing the leads so that you can continue to market to them by email, phone, or direct mail. So either if you hire someone to manage your social networks or you decide to do it on your own, you also need to always remember that the ultimate goal is to create connections and make people know that you care about them and that they're part of your business. And that will give you the success that you need.
Nicole, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Start Ranking Now online.
Sure. They can go to www.startrankingnow.com, and there's our contact information there on the site, our phone number, and we'll be glad to help them out.
And in conclusion, and customary on the show, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace?
All right, well, if I had some advice to someone that was just getting started out, starting their own business, I would say, first off, you should sit down and create a marketing plan, a business plan for your business and also a marketing plan, and map out what your ideal business is. A lot of times entrepreneurs, they have an idea in their head, they have a vision in their head, and the challenge is always how to communicate that to the other people on your team. So by sitting down and creating a business plan and mapping out what your vision is in a documented way, then you can share that with the people as you hire them. The other thing that's very important that most entrepreneurs miss is that one of the challenges we have is we think that we have a struggle in actually delegating. And so if you're actually going to be able to grow your business in the future, the key is to learn how to become an expert at delegation. And so one of the things that need to be done in order to delegate certain tasks so you can duplicate yourself and duplicate your results is to document your processes. So from the very beginning, a really good idea is to map it out as you do different things on a daily basis to document those into your what we call the standard operating procedures of your company, your SOPs, and document them out step by step. And then as soon as you hire someone, test your SOPs. You hand that paper off to the first person that you hire, and they should be able to go through that step by step, and then they can start to test those. So those two things I did not do them right away, but once I did them about a year after we started our company, it actually helped us save so much time. And if I had to go back and do things again, I would definitely start doing those two things from the very beginning.
Very sound advice. She is marketing expert Nicole Munoz, who has a focus on internet marketing and search engine optimization. She is the founder of the international online marketing firm Start Ranking Now Incorporated. Through her business ventures, keynote speeches, and trainings, Nicole specializes in helping medium to large size business owners create and implement online marketing strategies that get results. And the website of reference once again is startrankingnow.com. Nicole, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.